actually.
Very
so, yes, let's move forward, and we're going to take that number, your item. Go ahead, Ursula.
Okay, this is, I would like to propose that this be brought to the board. Since Senators John McCain and Maria Wantel and Congressman Doyle and Congressman Terry have just introduced legislation to expand low-power FM to our area and to many of the introduced legislation to expand low-power FM to many of America's largest cities, the Pacifica Foundation supports the Local Community Radio Act of 2007, House Bill 2802, and Senate Bill 1675, and encourages all Americans to ask their senators to co-sponsor this bill. We need access to more local media to support workers, families, and communities across our area and across the state, or across, you know, let me amend that, across the country.
Ursula, are you reading, did this come from Prometheus?
I'm kind of using their language.
Paraphrasing that? Okay.
Okay, let me read it again, because
sure.
I kind of... Since Senators John McCain and Maria Cantwell and Congressman Doyle and Congressman Terry just introduced legislation to expand low-power FM radio to many of America's largest cities, the Pacifica Foundation supports the Local Community Radio Act of 2007, House Bill 2802, and Senate Bill 1675, and encourages all Americans to ask their senators to co-sponsor this bill. We need access to more local media to support workers, families, and communities across the country.
I have a suggestion. I would start out with the Pacifica National Board supports the proposed legislation introduced by, and then list it.
Okay.
Are we asking our executive director to issue a letter about this? What are we doing with the resolution?
We can ask, or we can just instruct the executive director to have it put on Pacifica.org or on our website, or I don't know. I don't know, but it's kind of your call on that.
Well, I would want to utilize the remaining days of our executive director and his talent for writing to request that he would distribute this through various outlets that he has access to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You mean the task force is asking the PNB to ask the ED to, as opposed to the task force directing the ED, correct?
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you for mentioning that to us.
Are there any objections to us? I'm kind of pleased that the task force has a resolution to bring to the floor. Since,
I think it's exciting. Yeah.
It is, and
right.
There have been many other resolutions brought at the floor, and this one really relates to radio, and I'm in support of it.
And it's ours, and we own it.
Right.
I would like, before I vote on this, I would like it read again.
Okay, and Teresa, you didn't see it on the list. It came through from Prometheus on the GRC list. Oh, well, your computer's out now, but anyway, Ursula, can you read your paraphrased version? What you've done is you've localized it for Pacifica, the information that was distributed.
The Pacifica Foundation supports Local Community Radio Act 2007, House Bill 2802, and Senate Bill 1675, introduced by Senators John McCain and Maria Cantwell and Congressman Doyle and Congressman Terry, to expand low-power FM radio to many of America's largest cities. We encourage all Americans to ask their senators to co-sponsor this bill. We need access to more local media to support workers, families, and communities across the country.
Yes.
Yes, don't be put off by John McCain's name on this bill. I know his name kind of stands out when you read that thing.
His name is Mud.
Yes,
but well,
Mr. Chairman, I want to point out that Cantwell is from your home state of Washington.
Yes, and I'm very
proud
of that.
So don't get too big-headed about her role.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah, go ahead.
That the link, the URL where people can actually find the act that we're asking them to endorse is provided.
Yes, that's excellent. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right, because there's two links. There's one to a Senate version and one to a House version. So
okay.
If we could include those. Yeah. Hearing that read again, are there any objections to bringing that to the board, to request that the board vote on that as a resolution?
Does it say exactly what we're asking the board and the executive to do?
No, I haven't. I'm not clear on that. So,
I understand that. Are we asking them to just endorse this? Or are we asking them to request the EDs to do something? We need to put that in the resolution.
Well, I don't know. From where I stand, I'm reluctant to ask people to start putting things on the radio. I just... I'm not kind of down with that, but I think that it could be posted on the network website.
Mr. Chairman, Don White here.
Yeah,
I think that when this resolution or motion is presented to the board, someone on that board is going to come up with some action component. I don't think we have to do it, but someone is going to say, well, you know, it needs to be motivated, and they'll have some, you know, maybe a recommendation for some editorials, or, you know, I think the PNB will come up with maybe some action component. I don't think we should try to hammer one out here.
And we can do it before the meeting. I mean, you know, this doesn't have to be what we can do. I have a suggestion. What about if the task force supports this? Appoint a subcommittee of the task force to formulate final language to be introduced to the board before the meeting, and it could be sent out to the task force.
Well, we know that I can certainly distribute to everyone in the task force the press release from Prometheus today. Ursula could probably work on that in a day or so. We could send that out. If we were to approve the concept that we want the board to support this legislation because the legislation supports low-power FM radio stations.
Right.
So, I mean, there's not a lot of controversy
right.
over this matter. So if
it's
we could just
what
approve
the action
the concept,
would be. Right.
Yeah, and the action usually takes place at the floor, and historically these resolutions from board members are not ironclad. They're generally changed on the spot. As I recall from an in-person meeting recently, it's happened at both. So I would say we go ahead and just approve the concept, bring it up at the board.
I agree.
Are there other opinions on that? And if not, are there any objections to bringing to the board this a resolution of support for this federal legislation?
I have a question.
Okay.
I'm sorry I'm distracted.
Okay.
We had a resolution on the floor that Ursula brought, and it missed any call to action. It said, you know, we want you to endorse A. And then I said, do we want to ask the board to do anything specifically about it? Because Celeste had said, well, you know, we want to...
Serene.
I'm sorry, because Serene had said, do we want the PNB to direct the ED to do something? So now I'm confused that we're not going to do anything. We're pulling it back for a conversation with the task force, or I'm
why don't we support the resolution, and the action item would be formulated prior to the meeting. I mean, that's all we're saying that we don't have the action to put forward, and since it's getting late, we need to get off the call. So why don't we support the resolution?
What I hear, Teresa, is what's being said, at least by some of the people on the call, is that there's not a sense that we need to make a call to action, that that's something that can be discussed with the board. And that, is that correct?
Yes.
Well, I hear Chandra saying that I don't think it's a good idea to wait for the national board and have them figure out what the action should be. We should give some thought in advance to what they, you know, what action we should take.
Right, but not tonight.
Yes, and so I would like to get an understanding that we will endorse this and have one sentence on how we're going to...
I suggested that we come up with a call to action proposal that a couple of us form, if you want to call it a subcommittee, or just, you know, to come up with a call to action proposal prior to the meeting.
I agree with that.
And that the task force support this subcommittee to come to develop the language.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that something that the board or that the task force can agree on here? And are we, then we're in agreement that we will, that's what we're going to do. Okay.
So
I don't hear any objection to anything.
I would like to move to adjourn.
Okay.
I just want to make one quick announcement, just for your information, before we adjourn.
Okay.
That PacificaFoundation.org is live, and so far five of our meetings have been posted, the minutes.
Oh, great.
Great.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Really great.
I didn't do it. Pete did it, but I know that it happens, so I thought you guys might want to know.
I appreciate all the effort of volunteers, since I know that Pacifica has not addressed this matter directly through job description. I really appreciate everyone's effort on it, too.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. Yeah, thanks. Thank you, everybody, for your really incredible work tonight.
Yeah, are there any last comments? Anyone else as well? Thanks, Ursula.
I just want to say how amazingly impressive you are to me.
Well, thanks to the leadership of you, Ursula, and Riff and others, this did work out very well.
Yeah.
I really have to thank Chandra, and I'm appreciative of Teresa's variance because I have not carried out, didn't send notice, so... appreciate everyone's indulgence, and I'll certainly try to note this on my calendar to make sure I get notice out properly next time.
Can I please ask that my agenda item be pushed forward to the next meeting?
Yes, I have it written down here.
Thank you.
Okay, are there any other comments?
I'm a little bit confused as to which... Okay.
Okay.
All right, no objection on that then. Okay.
Yep, there was no objection to... We're going to bring a resolution. Okay, well then, thanks everybody for the time. This was really difficult. We had to work it out. We were up against a time deadline, so I appreciate everyone's indulgence with this.
Tremendous.
Thank you, Rip.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye.